And we are live on PBS Radio. And it's time for the podcast that addresses issues for people 50 and older. It's time for I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita. Juanita brings a new spin to the statement, I'm older and I'm fabulous. So get ready for some fun, information, and a complete interaction with guests and listeners. Get ready, for I'm Just Saying 50. And now, here's Juanita.
Thank you so much for joining the podcast. I am so glad you are tuning in to I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita. Now, those of you who remember me, I did a show for 4 years called The Beauty Files with Juanita. So this is kind of a play off of The Beauty Files, but since turning and getting to my 50s, I had decided that there are so many issues that I wanted to address. So this is the podcast. This is podcast episode number 100, and we're going to be talking about dating and getting older and the question, what makes a person sexy? I wanted to pose that because, you know, when you get older, you kind of question that, and you kind of question when you're getting older about dating and, you know, what's accepted, what's not accepted, you know, what you have to deal with. And so I wanted to do this particular type of show, and I hope that you all will enjoy it. We have a lot of people on the show today, a lot of guests. And also, you can follow us on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at The Beauty Files, or you can follow me on Facebook, Juanita Dillard. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, if you just want to listen, you can call 605-475-1600. Or you can also, if you want to participate in the conversation, please call us at 888-627-6008. And, of course, bbsradio.com. You can see the whole show live. You can participate in all that. So getting right to the show because we've got a lot of stuff going on. Lillian Prince, she came out with this phenomenal book. And, you know, if you check her out on Amazon.com, everyone who has read this book has given her a 5-star rating. It's called 10 Dates Later. And I wanted to talk to her because, yeah, I'm going to throw it out there. I am starting to do the dating thing. I hadn't done it in a while. You know, I wanted to get out there and I wanted to start dating again. And Lillian Prince, when I saw her on television, she was so good, and I wanted her to be a part of the show. And then also we have with us Nyeswa Abiku. Me and Nyeswa go back from college. Do we really want to know how far back that is? Oh, God, no. But I was a student doing a radio show there, The News, and Nyeswa was one of the professors or program director at the radio show, radio station. So he knows everything. He says he's the smartest man alive when it comes to dating. Well, we're going to find out. And then we're going to be joined later by Chris Edwards, another good friend of mine, and Jeff Ramirez. He owns Exotic Auto Detailing. And then the last guest we have on right now is Tony Lee. He is a federal worker, and he is single girl. So he's a good catch. Good-looking brother, I got to say. So without further ado, Lillian, Nyeswa, Tony, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
So I'm going to start with Lillian first. Lillian, what made you decide to write the book 10 Dates Later?
Well, I really felt like I needed to be reimbursed for all of the awful dates that I went on. But I thought it was a chance to really just have a conversation with women about the journey to your happily ever after. I think a lot of women like to talk about the wedding and the ring and all of the really good moments. But there's a process, and there are some bad moments, some low moments, and some lonely moments before you get there. I was just blessed enough to be able to find the humor in some of life's painful moments, and that's what I did with 10 Dates Later. I took 10 of the worst dates I've ever been on throughout my 20s and turned them into, you know, short stories and the feedback has been amazing, because I think it's so, because I've been so transparent, and I think so many women can relate to it. More women than they like to admit can really relate to just bad dates and maybe having to pay for a date, or, you know, being stood up. Just all of those things that women don't like to talk about, I, you know, finally exposed it all.
Yeah, you know, because 10 days later, who can I say 100 days later? I mean, I think what is going on, and I'm going to bring the ace where I am, because I know he can address this, or he can help me address this too. I think that for me, and I get to this age, I expect that when I go on a date, a first date or whatever, I don't want to do everything. I want stuff to be done for me. I want that wow factor. What do you think, Nia Swa?
Well,
I want the wow factor. I'm getting old, and I don't want to have to do everything. I want a wow factor, and that doesn't mean spending a whole lot of money either.
Well, this is the question. The other person may want the same thing, the wow factor. So what happens when both of those heads meet? When they end up colliding. Now, I'm not stupid enough to believe that the man has really a lot of control over what happens on this first date. So all that you're talking about that you want to happen, I think comes with a lot of conversation initially. I'm a big proponent of breaking down the walls and breaking down the barriers with conversation before we even go anywhere. So if you have a conversation with somebody and you listen to them and you really pay attention to what they're telling you, whether they're being upfront or whether they're doing things that you have to read between the lines, you'll know what the woman wants.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, will you do it or not? That's really what it comes down to.
Excellent. I love everything you just said, because you're right. That is an important part of it, is the conversation. And, you know, I know that sometimes Lillian, Nieswa, and Tony, that, you know, when you go out on the first date, and this is one of my, you know, 100 dates and whatever, is that it's a first date, so they're like, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to like this person, so, you know, why should I spend a whole lot of money, you know, and we may not like each other, and that's the first date.
Mm-hmm. My first date was not always. A lot of my first dates were really something simple, like, let's go eat some ice cream if it's summertime. And that way we get the ice cream, we walk around a little bit, we talk. And then you can feel the other person out, so to speak, you know, without having to make any kind of huge investment. I mean, because the bottom line is, again, if you have this conversation with them prior to anything, again, you know what the person wants. You know what the woman wants. And if that's not what you want to do, then you don't go on a date with them. But if you do, you know what you're getting involved with.
That's true. And shouldn't you have that kind of a perspective of the person, you know, once you start talking to them over the phone or text or whatever, and then, well, I don't know if a lot of people are still doing text. I like the text message. But, you know, when you're doing that process of it, shouldn't you know if this person is worthy enough to just go out on a decent first date? And, I'm not talking about, you know, you got to take me to the Four Seasons. We got to go to brunch. We got to do this. Then we're going to go see a concert. Then you're going to pick them in a limo. No, I'm past that. I can do all that myself. I'm just wanting to know that, do I have to always do all the work?
You can ask that question.
Yeah.
You know, see, my whole thing, again, is to ask certain questions. If you have a certain way you want to be treated, I don't know why it's not such a big deal not to say to the person, well, look, this is what I've gone through. This is what I don't want to go through anymore. This is kind of a broad range of what I expect. Can you do that? And then you know.
Right.
But I think that takes a certain level of confidence that really doesn't set in until you get a little bit older. I think when you're younger and you're dating, you're trying to almost appease the other person, and you don't want to be too pushy, and you just kind of want things to go smoothly. But I think once you've gone through enough and you've seen enough and you actually just have enough confidence in yourself, you're no longer afraid to say exactly what you want and what you're looking for.
I'm Just Saying 50 podcast on BBS Radio. If you want to be a part of the conversation, or you just want to, you know, have a question to ask, 888-627-6008. And I understand that we have Chris Edwards, who has joined us, and Tony Lee. Tony, give me your opinion on this subject.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I tend to agree with what has been said previously. It's very important to have some conversation. And I know you mentioned something about texting, and I'm not trying to throw a dig at you, but I really don't like texting. Okay. I think, especially at this age, conversation. Pick up the phone and call me. Let's talk about it, and let's have some real conversation. And it has to be open. You know, it's important, as the lady said, you know, it has to be, you have to be honest. And, you know, at this age, the confidence level should be up high enough where you can express how you feel with some confidence, not being arrogant, not being pushy, overly demanding. But, you know, these are the things that I like. These are the things I enjoy. I mean, because we both want that first date. On that first date, we want that wow factor. I want to figure out, am I going to have a second date? Do I even want a second date with this person? And do I want to spend any more time getting to know the person? So I like the idea about the ice cream, just to walk in the park, just to kind of get to know each other, have a little conversation and see where it goes from there.
I love that idea. I love the idea of it. But see, you know, a lot of people don't even really get that part of the first date, like just as simple as taking a walk in the park or going to a museum or whatever. I mean, people don't – I love stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
Chris, are you on? I'm on.
Hey, what do you think? Give me, because Chris has been, now, Chris is married, so, you know, I'd like to get married people and single people, so, you know, we got, I think Tony's single, Nyeswa's single, yeah. I'm single, Lillian's married, and Chris is married. And I love the story how Lillian met her husband, too. That's such a fantastic story in her book. You all have got to get her book 10 Dates Late. It is the funniest thing I've read in a long time. Oh, my God.
Do I need an autograph?
Yeah, well, you have to ask Lillian. And Lillian is gorge, by the way. Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Well, she's married, though, so I just want the autograph.
But she's married, so no 10 Dates Later for you.
I will be in that
Chris, give me your opinion on that. You know, the first date or just dating in particular. I mean, do you? I know you probably still do your date nights or whatever.
Well, let me. I'll say this, and it's been being married. It's been a few years since I've dated. However, I will say at this age, I think it kind of comes down to, you've boiled a few things down. You've got a pretty much a take it or leave it sort of attitude, and it's not a whole lot of stuff that you either expect to go through or want to go through or going to go through with the other person, and you pretty much end up doing either something they want to do because that's okay with you, or something you want to do because that's okay with them, or maybe you compromise, and then you see, understandably, there was an attraction beforehand, hopefully, so you've gone on this date. And I'm reminded of my wife, who Juanita knows, our quote-unquote first date. We had met and were both living in Atlanta at the time. And they used to have the Funk Fest there. So a bunch of my friends that I'd known from D.C., lived there, what have you, we'd all decided we were going to go. And I thought, oh, this will be a nice time to take her to meet all of the folks that I know. And it actually turned out to be a really great date. She was anxious because she was going to meet all these people, a bunch that were female, that didn't know who she was. But you had the huge distraction of Uncle Charlie, so it turned out great. And
okay, so I'm gonna cut you because I know how you are. You are long winded. I know you are. I mean, you could tell a story and we'd be sitting here smoking cigars. I'm just saying 50. India and Chris are such a great couple, and every time I see them together, they remind me that, you know, you can, you know, find someone that is your partner in life or whatever, and they can make you happy. And I also want to mention that my sister and her husband, they two are two people that I enjoy watching together because they make each other laugh. And I think that, for me, is important when I find that, you know, start dating again, that I want to be able to find someone that makes me laugh. And I don't just want to just see this person and date this person, and every time I see them, it's just like, oh, my God, here we go again. It's gloom and doom, because I will not call you. I will text you. And see, I need to get off of that. I need to, when the date is bad or when the relationship is not anything good, I need to be open enough and say, you know what, dude, I can't do this. But Lillian, Nyeswa,
man,
Chris,
so much value,
Tony,
man.
I can't do that because I have a problem with hurting people's feelings.
Oh, I get that.
I think it's the best thing to do. And it's not necessarily hurting the feelings, because it really sucks when you think you had a good time.
Right.
And you reach out to the person and they don't respond.
Right.
You know, and after a certain point, you have to say, well, you know what? They're not responding. They probably don't want to be bothered. You know, but then it could be the other way around, especially if you enjoyed the person's company. So I think it's best. You know, and you mentioned I work for the government. I'm also a realtor, and it's really bad and annoying to not get a return phone call, either in the dating scene or in the business world.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita on BBS Radio. This is my first podcast, and later in the show, we're going to be talking about what makes a person sexy. And I'm going to throw that question, you know, later, because, you know, that first date, that first kiss, what if that first kiss is just ratchet?
You don't go any further.
See? But see, because, you know, my idea of a first kiss, guys, is it's just a peck. You know, when the tongue is introduced and it's all with you, it's like, whoa, where are we at? We just had a sandwich.
Doesn't it depend on how the tongue is introduced? I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, you're sexy.
And to keep the focus.
I'm sexy, but that doesn't mean I want to be introduced to Mr. Tongue after a donut.
I understand.
I'm exposing my first dates. There you go.
Yeah, but see, those first dates were a long time ago. We most of us have passed that point where those kind of awkward things happen in the first date. We ought to know by now, because this is the last block, okay? I mean, this may not be the last house, but this is the last block, folks. I mean, there ain't no other blocks after this one. So it's like,
yeah,
you know,
said long time ago. Do I dare tell you this happened recently?
Listen, you have to do a better vetting process. How about
I know.
That?
I really do. Because I always think, and I will throw this out, physical attraction, I mean, yeah.
This is the deal with me. This is my thing. I'm at the point in my life that I look back on old relationships and say, If I were who I am now in terms of just age and maturity, would I have dealt with this person? A lot of times I say no, because this is the thing. Nowadays with me, it has to be compelling. The person has to be compelling. They can laugh at my jokes and that's fine, but it's got to be more than that. It's got to be something that really moves me, that makes me want to say, do I feel like getting off the couch on a Thursday night at 8:30 and going out with this person or not? But it's got to be compelling.
Wow.
I mean, and compelling is a specific sort of feeling. If it ain't compelling, I figure you don't waste your time with it, because in the end, you're going to be like, I don't want to do this.
Lillian, you know,
well,
we're the two girls in the field here, and he makes a great point. I mean, that is a great point. If you know, and I think that's what's going on. I haven't found anybody that just makes me want to jump out the bed. I mean, jump out on, you know, like I'm working, but it's like, you know what? I don't need to work. I need to go out on a date. I'm gonna go out
right.
with you. I haven't found that yet.
Exactly. And then if that's the case, don't waste your time.
Exactly.
And don't waste the other person's time.
Because it's definitely worth waiting for. Because if you don't address it now, it will be addressed in a month or two when you're trying to dust this man's phone calls. Because you don't
want to
be bothered anymore.
Yeah. And I understand we are joined by Jeff Ramirez. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Juanita. How are you?
Good. So we're talking about dating, and he's also married, too, so he doesn't, you know, have this issue, too. But, you know, what is important to you when it comes to, you know, dating and just, you know, at a certain age, when you get older, what do you look for? Or I guess you don't have to really... You're not really part of that, but, you know, your date nights or whatever. Well, what do you do?
Well, it just goes back to the old saying, communication. Communication is key. I mean, I know we hear that all the time, but when it comes down to it, that's what it's all about. It's being open with someone, and just communicating. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that. But I guess people tend to look away from that, and I've experienced it, you know, being deceitful and stuff like that. But then at the end of the day, it all comes to light. And then, you know, everybody gets hurt in the situation, especially when once there's time and effort that you put in, like you guys are saying. You know, if you start, you know, you start dating someone and you build the chemistry or you build a foundation, and then, you know, if it's not being forthcoming, it doesn't work. So, I mean, like I said, it's repetitive, but again, it's just communication.
You have to be honest
because it's hard to start a relationship on a lie.
Yeah.
You start a relationship with a lie or dishonesty, it's doomed.
So what if you, okay, I'll give you a scenario. So what if you start dating someone and then you find out that this person is not, you thought this person was cool or whatever, you get really involved with it and everything, and then you find out that this person doesn't like some of the things that you like, maybe you're freaky, or maybe you're not freaky, or maybe you're timid, or maybe you talk about it, or maybe you are, you know, a warrior person, or a worry wart, or maybe you're that person who criticizes everything that you do, but you find this out later. How do you break off from that?
It depends on how important those things are to you. We all have a hierarchy of what we like and what we don't like and what we will accept and what we won't accept. If it's the first two, it's like applying for a job. If you can't do the first three things, don't apply for the gig. So the whole thing is relationships the same way. If the first three things that are the most important thing for you are being violated, it's over.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's communication piece.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think you can tell that off of, you know, I would say maybe the first or second date that you go out with that person. I mean, because it doesn't take much to take long.
It shouldn't take much.
Yeah.
You know, the dislikes of that, what characteristics of that other person has that you don't care for. So it's, you know, I don't see it going, you know, a whole month or 2 months or even longer than that before you say, hey, you know, I don't like this about this person, or, you know, this person criticized or is always worrying about, because all that will come out, you know, after the first or second date.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you guys are all kind of saying the same thing about the communication part. And again, you're right. It shouldn't be a chore to date. It should be something fun.
Yeah.
Would you agree, guys?
Course. Yes. I mean,
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Because we all will hit a topic, like, you know, we'll hit a topic on, say, the presidency. You know, what do you guys think about that? You know, and that could spill over to, you know, a 20, 30-hour conversation. And then, you know, you'll see within that time frame, again, how that person, their reactions, their dislikes, or whatever the case may be.
Now, would you also agree, guys, that, you know, when you get older, that you kind of expect certain things to be in place with that other person that you're dating, meaning, you know, the maturity level, or, you know, like Tony said, you know, I don't text, I'm going to call you because at this point, you know, in the game, we need to talk and communicate more. Or like Lillian said, you know, if it doesn't work out, or, you know, you kind of know, you know, when you start dating. I mean, at this point in our lives, at, you know, 40s, 50s, and beyond, what are we expecting now from dating?
I'm not expecting anything. I have wants, I have desires, but expectations, I'm not with expectations. I mean, because we're dealing with human beings. We're dealing with people that may or may not have been raised the same way we were. They don't necessarily speak the same language, but we're trying to find some kind of common ground. If we can find that common ground in a few conversations, fine. But if we can't, then that's fine, too. It's just, you know, We won't go any further. That's why I say the conversations in the beginning are so critical and so important. And for everybody to be really honest, not only with the person, but themselves. Who am I? You have to be able to look in the mirror and say, this is the kind of person I am. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. And be very honest about with yourself with that. And if you're that honest with yourself, it's not going to be a problem when you meet somebody else and convey yourself to somebody else. It's not going to be that big of a deal. It doesn't have to be.
Lillian?
Yeah, I think at this age, I don't know if I would say that I wouldn't have any expectations if I was still dating, because I don't think I would say that I would be dating for fun, and I would hope that whatever I want, we would be on the same page about. So that just goes back to communication, and very early on, just being open and upfront about what I want. I want to get married, or I don't want to get married. I'm just looking for a long-term partner. Just all of those things, and I would hope that, you know, that the person that I'm with would also want to date with a purpose, so that we're not wasting each other's time.
I love that. I love that. Dating with a purpose. And do guys get afraid or get scared? I mean, and I'm not saying to say this in the first or the second date, or maybe even the fourth date. I mean, I'm saying, you know, if you start dating someone at this age, should you say, look, I'm not going to be dating you like 10 years. I want to get married at some point. If you're not with that, should we even throw that out there?
Say it, of course, because again, this is the last block, y'all.
Yeah.
In our 50s and 60s, there ain't no other blocks but this. It's like you better let people know what you want and what you don't want, because it's like you may not be alive in the next 10 years.
And Tony, I thought
seriously.
I heard you.
Well, I think you might not be alive in the next 10 years.
Right.
But yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If it is your desire to be married, then make that clear. Why enter into something with somebody who doesn't share that desire?
Exactly.
And that goes back again. It keeps coming back to that open and honest communication right up front. I had a lady several years ago approach me in a Walmart parking lot, and she said she's not looking for a husband. She's just looking for somebody to hang out with. Mm-hmm. Well, about a second day, she told me, well, that's just something that me and my friends say. I'm actually looking for a husband.
Yeah, that happens too, I guess.
But she got me
through.
I'm like, really?
Oh my God. Well, you know, I'm going to segue to. I'm sorry?
At that point, I was, what was that? It was 2005. I was 45 years old, and this woman was 52, and she said something like that to me. I'm like, what kind of friends do you have?
Right, exactly. What kind of friends do you have? I just want to hang out. No, you can't hang out. Like, and someone, I think I heard someone say, you don't even know if you're going to be alive tomorrow. I mean, you keep throwing stuff out and waiting and thinking that tomorrow is going to happen, and you really, you know.
Right.
It's not promised.
A lot less days behind you, a lot more days behind you than you do ahead of you.
Exactly. So our next question is, what makes a person sexy? And I wanted to throw this question into the show because we are talking about, I'm just saying 50. We are getting, you know, older. We are older, whatever. There are different things and different ways people say what is sexy. I know for women or certain women, not all of us, and it takes a lot for women at a certain age to be confident enough to, you know, take off our clothes, you know, wear a bathing suit or whatever. When we get older, because we start looking at flaws or whatever, then you start, you know, oh, I wonder if he likes me looking like this. I mean, you know, maybe you should turn the lights out. So I don't think, to me, it's not all about the body image for being sexy. But I'm going to throw that out, and I want everyone, I'm going to do a round table. So I'm going to start with Lillian, then we're going to go to Nieswa, Tony, Chris, and Jeff. So, Lillian, what makes a person sexy?
For me, I would have to say stability.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at this age and stage and what I want and where I'm going, those were things that, you know, that was something that was at the top of my list. You know, when my husband and myself started dating.
I like that. Nieswa.
For me, genuine sexiness is something that you're born with. I mean, I think in most cases. I mean, it's just, and it's something that you become aware of at a very young age, and you perpetuate it regardless of how old you get and how much your body changes. It's a frame of mind. You know, this to me, that's it.
So it doesn't have anything to do, I mean, it's just like you're born with it, you can't help it.
Well,
I'm sexy,
you
love me or don't.
You can help it, you can help it. But what I'm saying is that it doesn't have a lot to do with the body image. And, you know, the other part about the sexy thing is it's a subjective thing. What I think is sexy, another man my age, in fact, I have friends who they have a certain type of woman that they think is sexy. I have a certain type. And rarely do those types meet because it's subjective. It's like speakers, it's like food, and it's like drugs. I mean, it's a subjective thought. Everybody doesn't like the same thing.
Tony?
I think it's natural. As Nace Wall was saying, it is, and you implied it's something that you're born with, and you go from there. I don't think it's an act. It's not, you know, everybody can pretend to be a whole lot of things, and you end up meeting people's representatives versus who they really are. You know, it's not the way you dress. It's not your body type. It has confidence to it. It has the stability to it. But it's just natural. It's not an act. It's not something that you put on every day. It's just who you really are.
And it's different for men than it is for women.
Yeah, what is the difference?
Men have to cultivate it because, you see, unlike women, we don't know what our stock is worth on the open market as much as y'all do. Y'all can get out here, get to the car, go to the gas station, go to the drugstore, go to work, and you'll have five or six guys letting you know where you fall on the S&P 500 of sexiness, okay? But for a man, I mean, I take any compliment I can get. I don't care if she's 90 years old. I don't care if she's 18 years old. She says you're hot or you look good or whatever. I love that because, you see, I've had to cultivate this. I wasn't born with it. It didn't happen when I was in high school. I had to work on it. And the more people that gave me compliments, the more it started to sink in. But I still, to this day, don't believe I am. So,
oh, my. No, you're quite sexy, Nace. Well, I'm just saying. I'm throwing that out there. Hey, he is.
Thank you. Just
saying it. He is. He's sexy. He's sexy because I love the confidence sex. I mean, and just like Lillian was saying, stability, I think confidence is sexy. I think a sense of humor is sexy.
Right, but that's what I mean
like
when I
size,
say it's,
so
that's what I mean by that's what I mean by subjective. You like a certain type of humor. I mean,
yeah.
A person can be that same humorous around somebody, another lady, and they'll be like, this dude ain't funny. What's he talking about?
I mean, you make me laugh, and you make me laugh out loud. I think that is the sexiest thing a man can do. If you can make me laugh out loud, I mean, to a point where you're just like, oh God, stop! My stomach hurts or whatever. I mean, I love that.
There you go.
I love that. I love when a person, you're at a restaurant or whatever, and, you know, before the meal comes out, they're not saying, oh, I don't like it. They'll try anything because it's like, I haven't tried it, so I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I think that's sexy. You know, just little things. It's not always about, you know, the way the person looks. It's most, for me, it's how they make you feel when you're around them.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Chris, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, come on, Bo. Tell me, what makes a person sexy?
And I'm listening to everybody, and I'm figuring somebody would say it, and they did. One word, confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence. And, of course, it's different for men are visual, women are not visual. So what guys think, obviously, are sexy is not particularly what women think are sexy.
True.
But in either case, it comes down to confidence. And I guess more descriptively, it's sort of a subtle ability to impose your attitude on somebody else without offending them, your physicality offending them. But
commonly called swag.
I like that. That's pretty good.
That's
you. Yeah, I like that swag. Yeah, that's commonly called swag. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that too. But
I love that confidence. Yeah, you're right, because confidence is quite sexy.
Yeah.
Jeff, are you there?
I
give me your take on that. What makes a person sexy?
Well, I think, I don't know, I didn't get the gentleman's name, the one that was talking about cultivating and I feel that what makes a person sexy is their genuine characteristic, their charisma, their characteristic, you know, like you had mentioned, if you're at a restaurant and the person makes you laugh, I've always thought that was, if you can make someone laugh, then that person is, you wouldn't mind or hesitate to join that person on another date or another dinner or lunch or whatever the case may be, because they make you laugh, they make you smile.
So are we focused on, when we get older, are we focused a lot more on, do I dare say, body image?
Oh, hell yes.
See?
Well,
I am
before men.
Say what?
Makes a difference. Guys.
Well, I am because I'm super superficial, basically. I mean, I have an idea of what I want the woman to look like. And see, that it goes in the beginning again. If she doesn't look the way I want her to look when I meet her, then we ain't going no further. I'm not going to waste her time. She ain't going to waste mine.
Oh. And that's very honest of you to say that. I like that.
Oh, yeah,
and someone else was saying something. Was it Tony?
Yeah, I was saying I didn't hear the question, but I think I got the gist of it.
Oh, no, I said, is body image still important when you get older? I mean, when you see somebody? I mean, are you focused on, you know, because, I mean, I'm going to say this, I don't know if Lillian feels the same way, but, you know, I'm doing the girl part of this, but, you know, men focus so much on what a woman looks like, and you know, oh, she got, you know, a little bit. I mean, I saw something the other day on Facebook, and this guy posted this, this message about this, local broadcaster, her name is Allison, and he was saying something about her arms, and I was just like, dude, how dare you put that on Facebook saying her arms need to go on a diet or whatever, and I'm just looking at him going, dude, so women, we have to deal with that. We're constantly trying to make sure that you guys, me, I guess I should say me, I'm not going to loop Lillian in this because I don't know, but, you know, what about you guys and your body image? I mean, we want to see Big Papa coming in there looking like he's 5 months pregnant.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out because it's like you all are so concerned about our thighs, our stomachs, our, you know, our arms, whatever, and here you come in there, come on, hey, baby, are you ready? No, I'm not ready. When are you giving birth?
It's all personal. Men are very visual, but women can be very visual too.
Oh yeah.
Like you said, nobody wants Big Papa.
Right.
You know, what is your personal test? I've seen very small guys with very big women, and I've seen vice versa. You know, what is your personal taste? I am a very visual person. As Naiswan said, if you don't appeal to me visually, then it's probably not going to be a first conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. No, I agree with that. I agree. You know, it is a visual thing. I mean, you know, nobody wants to go out with Gargamel. I mean, somebody, you know, you don't want to have a Gargamel. And, well, unless he's a billionaire. No, I'm just, but seriously.
Great references.
Boom. We are visual people. I'm thinking when we get older, are we still that visually inclined to find that person that, I mean, and I'm hoping, you know, we are, because it doesn't matter how old we are, we still have tastes and we still have wants and needs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's still a subjective.
You always like.
Right. Exactly.
There you go.
I like that. You always like what you always like.
I think we're going to always be visual and stuff like that. And, you know, just to comment, what is sexy is someone that, you know, we all have different genetics. Some of us have better genetics than others. So, but I think what's sexy too is if someone's trying to be better and be healthier, that's sexy in itself.
Yeah, yeah. And can another person make another person feel sexy?
It depends on your psychological makeup. Is that what you need?
Oh, for sure.
But do you want to be in a relationship at this age and trying to help people feel a certain way, or do you want that person to feel that way when you meet them? Because, you know, we're 50, we're 40s, 50s. We don't want to have 60. To put a lot more work into it. It's like we kind of just want somebody to just compliment us and we just having fun, and then, you know, you make me feel a certain way, I make you feel a certain way, bam, we're set, we're fire, we're gold, you know, rub the sticks together, boom, there goes a big flame.
Well, I mean, if it depends.
Oh, go ahead.
See, everything depends on the individual. Again, it's like, what have we considered sexy all of our lives? I mean,
yeah.
I've liked the same type of woman all my life. And since I could remember looking at women saying, I like the way this looks, or getting a feeling. It's never changed. I mean, I'll give you an example. Gabrielle Union to me is very sexy, but she's not my type. And I'm not attracted to her. But I think she's sexy, but she ain't my type.
What's your type? Can we ask?
Let me think real quick. Allison, what's her name on Fox? She's a little bit too light for me, but she has great arms. I mean, I don't know what this guy's talking about. She's got great.
Exactly. Arms. Chris, I heard somebody say,
on Fox 5.
Yeah,
Allison Seymour, that's her name.
Gorgeous.
Seymour, right.
Oh, she's amazing.
But that's still not your type.
But that's my but that's my type, except for her color. That is my type. She would be my type. Oh, yeah. And her a colleague, Maureen Ume, same deal. I'm attracted to both of them. They're both.
That's interesting. And so everyone has a type. I mean, I do know that everyone has a type.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
We all have.
Now, whether you get that type is another thing.
That's right.
Quite another thing. But everybody certainly has a type, somebody that just appeals to them right off.
Okay.
Like,
do you just find yourself going towards that type of person? I mean, what if you found someone that had everything else, but there was something that was different,
well,
or they didn't have that you like? Would you still try to pursue that person?
I'll give you the example. They can be fine as they want to be, and they can be my type, but if they don't laugh at my jokes, we ain't going out. We ain't hanging. because nothing is getting, we're not getting any further than that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I break into foreign accents all the time, and it's like, if you don't find
your
shit funny,
jokes better be on point then, sir.
Right. If you don't find that shit funny, then I'm not going to deal with you. Because
see,
it's like,
your shit ain't funny. What if you ain't funny, and you think you funny, but it's like, that dude, I don't know why you think he's funny. He's driving me crazy.
There you go. I mean, it's like, you know.
Because I think I'm funny, but, you know, if you don't laugh at my jokes, I'm like, what the hell? I try to be sexy. I try to be sensual. You know, I try to be all those things. You know, I try to cook and do all that stuff. But it's like, you know, sometimes people don't even want that. It's like, you know, I'm going out of my way.
You know, sometimes you have to go out of your way.
Easy, though. Because I can almost guarantee you that each one of you, without really trying, has come across somebody of the opposite sex that you didn't have to put a whole lot of effort in, and they just really liked you, and it was really easy for you to get along.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you stayed with that person, maybe you didn't. But it you just don't meet a whole lot of people like that. But I think it's got to be, I think it comes out being easy, easier than we think. If we've got to think about it, if we've got to talk about it, if we're going to have a discussion about it, you know, then you come with the hierarchy of what you like, and maybe it's this or maybe it's that. But if you think about it, there's somebody, maybe a couple of somebodies that you just ran across. You weren't trying to meet them. They weren't trying to meet you. And you had no problems going from 0 to 65. And then you're like, how did we get here? And that person was funny. They were sexy. They were all of the things that appealed to you without trying. And it's not like you were looking. But that doesn't happen all the time.
No, it's not going to. And the older you get, the less it's going to happen.
It's not meant to.
Yeah, the older you get, the older you get, and don't you, do you also think that the older you get, the more, I don't want to use the word cranky, set in your ways, or...
But not even that, but like I was saying earlier, it's like there's a lot of things I went for and I accepted at a younger age that I'm not willing to accept anymore. And it's not because of any other thing, is that I ain't with it like that no more. It's like, I mean, it's cool, you know, this is cool, but this is... It's like the brother just said. It's about being easy. That's my thing. I want this shit to be easy.
Yeah.
And if the relationship has to be forced, if you have to make it happen, then is that really worth doing?
Yeah, that's true. You guys, this is the first podcast. It's called I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita on BBS Radio. And if you like this podcast or you like what you're hearing, by all means, let us know. Like us on Facebook, on Instagram at The Beauty Files. Let us know what you would love for us to cover. Also, the next podcast in April, we are going to be coming to you from a consignment shop in Crofton, Maryland, because there are a lot of people out there who want to know where to get the best deals for designer clothes, you know, how to dress the part, you know, so for these dates, you know, don't come in there with that crazy booty crap, you know, and that's the question, you know, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate when you get to a certain age. Don't come with see-through stuff and you know you ain't got a see-through body. I'm just saying. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because I know what I need to camouflage at this age, and I know what I cannot. I know what I can show off. I know, you know, what I can expose and what I can let people see. But there are parts I'm like, oh, you're not seeing that, you know.
I used to say just because they made spandex don't mean they made it for everybody to wear.
And boom goes the dynamite. Yeah, boom goes the dynamite. I mean, you know, I saw my girl Lillian on television, and I was just, what first caught me, my eye, was how beautiful she was, what she had on. She looked so good. I love what she was saying. I love this book. But we as women, or men, I mean, mostly women, though, when we're at a certain age, we can't expect that, you know, something that's for my daughter or your daughter or whatever, our children, is appropriate for us, and it looks sexy on them, but it looks sexy on us. Mm-hmm. Sexy is a frame of mind, and I love what Nyeswa said. You know, and what all you guys said about the confidence level. I think if you're confident enough to carry it, you can be sexy and be confident. You just have to ooze it. You know, let people know. Hi, I'm Juanita. I'm here for our first date. What you got? You got some bread. You got some rolls.
Yes, you have some bread.
If you believe it, they'll probably believe it.
Get that bread out. Yes, indeed.
Because I like to eat bread.
You want that bread. That's right, honey. There you go.
And I'm not a shy eater. So it's like, you know, I mean, I lost a lot of weight. I got myself, you know, I got a little thinner or whatever. But if you take me out to a nice restaurant, I am going to order bread. And you better not say nothing about it. And I will order dessert.
Oh, good.
And I expect a wine.
And
I expect a wine,
that just makes both of us then, Juanita.
I'll bring the bread with me in my purse.
Right, you bring the bread out, I'll bring the butter.
Oh, my God. That's just me. But, you know, again, when you get older, you expect certain things. And I don't want, you know, this is just me. Maybe that's why I'm still single. But you got to make me laugh, and you can't be cheap.
Okay.
Can't be cheap, got to make me laugh. Attractiveness is good. Sensuality, yeah. Got to be sensual. Got to be sexy.
And I think all of those things are reciprocal.
Come again?
I think all of those things are reciprocal. Don't be cheap. And the other thing that you said, I think it's, you know, it's two sides to it. It shouldn't be the man has to do all of it. You know, I think we brought it up earlier about that wow factor on that date. You know. Do I have to plan all of the dates? Do I have to decide everything that we're going to do?
Right.
Let's work together and do that and work together on everything we're doing. You know, exactly. Why do I have to pay the bill every time we go out?
I mean, you can take me to a cigar bar. I love cigars.
Okay, let's go.
I mean, I know a lot of female friends. I know Chris's wife. We both love cigars. We all went out to a cigar bar recently, like a couple of months ago. But, you know, stuff like that. Just use your imagination for a date. You don't necessarily have to, and, you know, like Nieswa was saying, you know, the ice cream and the walks in the park or whatever. You know, those things are taken for granted. We don't think of things like that to do anymore.
It's a great thing to do, that picnic in the park with a little picnic basket.
I can't hear you.
I said it's a great thing to do, that picnic in the park with a little picnic basket.
Oh, my God, I love that. I love that. I just don't think that people or guys do that anymore or like doing that stuff anymore. Like, you know, hey, meet me in the park, and then you know, whip out, wow. I mean, you know, you're whipping out something, and it's not, you know, I mean, you're whipping out a picnic basket.
The plaid tablecloth.
You know, surprise. It's like, oh, okay, I was making sure it was a basket. I mean, yeah.
If it's the right person, like I said, and if you vetted them, then they'll do that. Eventually, they will do that.
And to comment on that, I mean, with the pulling out the basket and stuff, I mean, me personally, and I don't know how the other gentlemen feel, but it's like the men want, I mean, you know, the tradition long time ago is, the guy always have to be chasing the girl. The girl, you know, the guy always chases. Me personally, I like the girl to chase me too.
Oh, we would love that.
of the other guys, how they feel about that? But that's
how
y'all
feel about that.
You know.
Oh, I agree. I think it's great, but like I said, we don't get the opportunity to know what our stock is worth on the open market. I mean, that's just part of the DNA of that's the DNA of men and women. It just doesn't happen like that much anymore. It hasn't happened for me that much.
But
so.
But the chase could be something as simple as, you know, why do I have to call you all the time? You know, or I get a text message. You haven't called me in a few days. Well, what prevented you from calling me?
Right.
You know. You know, see, let me know that you're interested in me.
In the morning, like, you know, a little sexy text. And then, you know, the more I know you and getting to know you, I turn it up a little bit more. Because I like it interesting.
Exactly.
I like it for you
that's
to keep
it,
wanting
that's
it.
That whole chase that he's talking about.
Well, see, that's because you're a cerebral person, again. You know, you have to be attracted to somebody who's cerebral. I mean, if they don't understand the methodology by which you operate, then it's never going to work.
Yeah.
You know, and if they aren't the type of person that has the acumen to even be accepting of that kind of thing, it's not going to work. You can tell them till the cows come home, but if that's not a part of who they are, it's not going to work. So that's why I say you have to be very careful, and the person has to, the whole vibe has got to be a compelling kind of vibe. I mean, it's got to be something where, like, okay, I'm getting on the train on one side of the metro, and I see this person, and this person is so compelling. I'm getting off the. I'm not getting on my side. I'm gonna run across the thing and try to get in the train before the door closes so I can introduce myself. That's a compelling vibe.
Oh wow!
It has to be like that. I mean, it has to be like that for me. I don't know about nobody else, but it's
no, I like that. You running for the train, you trying to catch that because you saw it, door is closing, and you getting on that train before the door closes.
And this is my last chance. I mean, I walked up to this sister in the grocery store. I said, "Look, I don't know you, and I mean, I know that you don't know me, but it's like I told her, you are compelling, and I would love to have your phone number so we can have a conversation. She says to me, but I'm married. And I said to her, happily.
Oh, you that, there you go. You that,
wow.
Okay.
Well,
because
don't use that excuse on me. It's like, yo, just that's like say, I ain't interested either because.
See, now that's another show, too. It's like, why, you know, married men,
married
women.
I don't have to worry about married. I don't have to worry about married men. I don't run into them very often.
Doug, so you know, this is totally interactive. How much time do I have left? I think I'm out of time.
You
he'll come in my ear and tell me how much time I have left. But I'm going to go around the table. Last comments. I think I'm done at 3:55, but Doug, you can come in my ear and let me know if it's 3:55 or 4 o'clock. You know, everyone tell me, what is it like being older and feeling it? I mean, you know, how you feel now just being older and dating or married or in a relationship or whatever? I'm going to start with Lillian, and then Doug can tell me how much time I have left.
You know, I just think it's important to keep dating, to keep it fresh, to keep it young, to not get caught into a routine of anything, and you are as young as you feel.
Well, I was listening to my engineer. Doug was in my ear. He was telling me that we got a lot of play on this show. So I'm going to ask you guys to come back again. We have about 4 more minutes. Lillian, I know you were talking, and I didn't hear everything you said. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying, just being married is just, you know, important to keep it fresh and keep it fun. Never stop dating. And, you know, you're only as old as you feel.
And would you actually also say that even though you're married, that you still have to keep things interesting and keep things hot and going and, you know, all that other good stuff that comes with being in a relationship and being married?
Absolutely. You have to try harder once you're married because it's so easy to get stuck into a routine.
Niaiswa?
Listen, I just believe that if you really like somebody, let's not even get into the love thing. If you like somebody and you understand what the golden rule means, it ain't that hard. If you like them, you don't do the shit that's going to piss them off. And if I like you, I'm not going to do the shit that pisses you off. It's just like, yo, I'm going to be cool with you, and you need to be cool with me. I mean, I understand that we get in arguments sometimes, and there may be some disagreements. You may not feel the same way I do about certain things, but there's a bigger picture involved. It's not the fact that I called the wrong place to get the pizza delivered. Okay, I did that. That's not a big deal. The larger picture is, do we want this relationship to survive? Do we want this relationship to thrive? And do we want this relationship to be fun? And if we do, there's certain things we just aren't going to fuck with the other person about.
I love that. Tony?
I just kind of repeating or reiterating some of the things earlier. I'm single, I'm 57 years old, and I'm actually enjoying being 57 years old. Didn't work out too well in the gym this morning, but, I'm not as invincible as I used to be, so that's okay. I have to accept that.
Well, at least you're going to the gym.
Well, that was today. I didn't say I've been to the gym. That was today.
And there it is.
and that's probably why I hurt myself, because I haven't been. Forget being old, just haven't been there. I'm enjoying this life. This is 57 years old. It's been a great life. I really have no complaints. Dating, I think, you know, unfortunately, there's still a lot of immaturity in this age group when it comes to dating. And being, you know, as confident as we should be at this point in life, there's still a lot of, as our new, presidential party says, there's a lot of alternative facts going on out there.
Oh my God. I'm going to cut you off. Chris, we got 30 seconds because I got to get to Jeff too. So give me something in 30 seconds.
I would say I'd agree with what Lillian said. You are as young as you feel for the most part, yeah. And then you have to deal with the reality of your body is saying, not quite.
Thank
but
you.
It's still cool.
And Jeff is our youngest person on the show. Jeff,
you know that old
30 seconds, boo.
As well. And guys pretty much want a freak in the bed and a classy lady out in the street.
Oh,
not necessarily. I'll take a freak in the street.
It was actually described a little different than that, but I think we got it.
Okay.
The owner of BBS Radio told me that we were a hit today, so I want you guys to be back on the show again if you don't mind. I would love to have you guys back on my show again. This was I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita, our first podcast, episode 100. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can download on iTunes. You can also get Google Play or on the App Store. You can get the app for BBS Radio, and you can hear our podcast that way as well. Or you can go online at bbsradio.com/station1 and look for I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita. Thank you so much for being a part of my first podcast. I enjoy everyone here, and I promise just from some of the stuff that I'm getting on my email that, yeah, these guys will come back. Tony, yeah, he is single. Someone just asked me about Tony. Nyeswa, yes, Nyeswa is single. Jeff is married, and Chris is married. So, and Lillian is married. Lillian, yeah. Someone sent me a Lillian is the bomb. Yeah, Lillian is the bomb. You check out her book, 10 Dates Later, on Amazon. She's got a 5-star rating on all across the board on this book. And I encourage you to listen to my show again soon. And until we talk to each other again, take care. bbsradio.com/station1. I'm Just Saying 50 with Juanita. What just happened to my name? You take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.